service in the TFTSI studio.
I love it. I'm a fan.
Welcome back to Tales from the Service Industry. I'm your host, I'm Bill. Tonight, we've got a little modified team. So we've got Liz with us.
Hi, team.
And joining us for the first time is Jazz.
Hi.
Appreciate you being here. As is a tradition, if you can give us a little bit of a backstory on kind of your time in the industry, how you got to be where you're at. Don't have to go into deep details, but...
Sure. So since 2018, I've been AGM. Prior to that, I started at typical front desk, front desk supervisor, front office manager, and then now AGM. So the typical pattern that you'd expect. That's been my role. I've had a little creative roles here and there. They called me a social media manager at one point, which was nothing like social media was today. And literally all I did was respond to TripAdvisor reviews.
Oh, that is not social media at all.
Not at all. But back then, I mean, Instagram wasn't even created yet. So that's as social media as it was.
Yeah.
So if I could put it on my resume, I'll take it.
Hell yeah.
Sure. I think at my property, it's the marketing team that responds to those. And if they're super duper bad, it'll go up to the AGM or GM that's responding to bad reviews.
So but we actually have a company.
Social media manager.
I know. Does not match. But we hired a third party company to respond to all of our reviews.
All of them.
Social media reviews. Well, not really social media, but all of the Yelp, the Google reviews.
The external review sites.
Yes.
What's the abbreviation?
OTA.
OTA.
Yes.
Well, no. OTA is online travel agent.
Yes.
So,
but it's the external sites.
Right. But TripAdvisor is not really an OTA.
It's the review. It's one of the review sites.
People got it. TripAdvisor, kind of, Google.
No. Yes. Yes.
TripAdvisor.
Yes. Yelp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where anybody could just...
go on and write.
Exactly. And a lot of times they weren't even writing about the right hotel.
Yeah. Nothing is verified.
Correct.
Whereas an internal survey...
Right. So with an internal survey, you legitimately have to have stayed at the hotel.
You get a link to your email that you click on, and therefore it'll take you to the site. So they verified you stayed there, and now you're eligible to review.
And it's the internal surveys that you guys respond to in-house.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's the only revenue we have to respond on. The most now is an approval. Mm-hmm. They send us an email. This is our response. Do you approve? Yes.
Not always.
Oh, you like, say no sometimes?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of times where I'll get survey responses, and I'm like, no, we're not responding to this guest like this.
Oh.
I'll go in and I'll just modify it.
Well, I'm glad you do that, because I would literally just approve them all.
But
which is fine.
Who was originally writing the response that the you denied?
Third party.
The third party. Got it.
Yeah.
Just that's funny.
There are some times where the review is just very canned. Like, you can tell it's a copy and paste.
Yes.
And it just doesn't quite fit the response that it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's just not the right vibe.
Right. So in that instance, you just pull from ChatGPT?
No, I just, I pull from experience of having to answer reviews for years.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes I'm so petty, I just want them to know it's a generic response. I want you to know that we did not put time or thought into this response. That's how we feel about your review.
Yeah. For your 6 out of 10, you can have a generic response.
Exactly.
But for your 9s and 10s, it can be absolutely genuine.
Yes.
Please come again.
Yes.
If you ever read my responses, a lot of them are generic. I've got a formula where I'll take kind of the template that they give. I know what to rip out, and then I just drop in a few lines and send.
Yeah. I could.
You put
never.
A lot more effort than I would.
Well, you know how I write emails. A lot of times it's like me crafting a very nice way of saying I'm going to leave you in the middle of nowhere and drive home.
Some of them are hilarious.
A nice crafty way of saying, no, you're dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's really good at
that. You're the boss. You're allowed to do that.
Well, yeah, but it's not the right thing to do.
Well, half the times they don't have a clapback, so.
No, no. And I make sure that they don't have a clapback.
Are they intelligent enough to like read between the lines and understand what you're really saying?
Some maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, we deal with some interesting folks.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of the problems that we've been having lately have been fraud related. You know, like we were talking a little bit before this about people using, you know, fraudulent employee forms.
Right.
Like we had one that had a bunch of problems with the room. We shared this in an earlier episode where he'd stayed, I think it was 8 nights and 14 days, something like that. One of the nights happened to be on a certificate, which got him a review link.
Yes.
So he flamed us in the review link. So like that guy,
No, you can F off.
Oh, I wrote him a fairly professional but yet blunt email inviting him to enjoy future stays at a hotel other than ours.
Stay with our brand, just not here.
Yeah, the template will say at the bottom, and we hope you, you know, return to the said hotel. But I'll just change it. We hope you have stay at the brand. I don't care if you stay at this hotel. Just, you can, as long as you have the brand, not here.
But on the timing of us recording this episode, we are post Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, by a few days.
Yeah. How did your hotel do?
Okay.
Really well, considering.
You know, the challenge with my property at the moment is that we have a bunch of rooms out of order because of projects that are going on.
Right.
So our occupancy was not full.
Mm.
But that didn't prevent us from having jokers. We had problems over the weekend and the last week. A few that we'll get to share tonight.
Yeah.
I'm glad the weekend passed with no big problems.
Right.
But for us, you know, kind of that spring break and then you've got Memorial Day weekend, that's the last kind of practice period before summer starts.
It's your mm-hmm. warm up. Yeah.
And like all of our projects are due to be over in a week right. and a half
like
at the most.
Father's Day.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like the first couple of days of June, mm-hmm. projects will be done.
Yeah.
So all the rooms are back in inventory. Everything is ramped up, ready to go. And because the area had a really bad spring break,
mm-hmm.
and now we had a Memorial Day weekend that was kind of a misfire because of the projects.
Right.
Our team hasn't really practiced. Mm-hmm. So I'm a little
concerned. Hasn't like practiced a fully sold out holiday
busy.
Weekend.
Yeah.
The high rates, the high expectations, the high occupancy, everything at the max, the team's been kind of coasting for the last 8 weeks.
Yeah. Oh.
So yeah. I'm worried about the beginning of summer because it's going to be kind of a rude shock.
Right.
There's been no warm up.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in my department, you know, people say, oh, are you ready for summer? And I'm like, yes, I have been literally prepping for this the last 5 months.
Good.
And I call it my three Super Bowls of the uh-huh. year. If you're an F&B, you know, your Easter, your Mother's Day, your Thanksgiving, your Christmas, those mm-hmm. are like your big days in F&B. For rec, for me specifically, yeah, you have your Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Labor Day. But those aren't just one days. Those are entire weekends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And 4th of July this year is on a Thursday. So it will be probably Wednesday will be busy. Thursday will be slammed. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, man.
So essentially a full work week, just at 100%.
Are they doing fireworks by you?
No. So my property is a little bit different. When sunset goes down, everyone leaves because we are very family oriented. Mm. So when the kids need to go to bed, or plenty of people live literally on the beach where they can better see fireworks from nearby piers, they go home. Mm. So it's like, thank God, 7 o'clock, go the F home. But I got to say, I talk about my staff a lot on this podcast, and I've been hiring seasonals the last few months.
Seasonal and being the summer season?
Just employees.
Right.
Seasonal okay. employees. So from the time of hire through to mid-August,
okay.
A lot of college students, if they're in the quarter system, they won't go back until mid-September. So I know I have them for Labor Day. So I hire a little strategically. Be like, where are you going to school?
Right.
Oh, you're going to the UC? That's great. Yeah. Okay. They'll be here through mid-September. We like that. But the staff did phenomenal. Like little to no hiccups with the staff. Normally I have to like be on their butts about everything the first holiday of the year. They did great.
Good. And you guys were sold out.
So Saturday, you know, we're in an area with a marine layer. We're a waterfront property. Normally the marine layer, you know, May gray burns off 11, 12, sometimes 1. Oh no, Saturday of Memorial Day weekend, 8:52. I go on the pool deck and the sun's out. And I was like, oh, shit. Here we go. Thinking like I have an hour, hour and a half to like really finish getting the pool deck set. Oh no, people started coming in.
Not with that weather.
Not a seat in the house at 9:45.
Wow.
Yeah. So from 8:45 to 9:45, 200 people showed up.
Do you guys do DJs at the pool area?
Saturday we had, okay. So I know his name. His nickname is Coconut Frank. Steel Drum. That's what it is.
Oh, fun.
Steel Drum. And then we hire like an ice cream truck to give away free ice cream to people who are at the pool. A lot of kids.
Nice.
Yeah. So the team did great, but I did have one a-hole of the weekend. Yeah. So again, I'm saying family oriented. We have a lot of repeat customers, right? I know this guy. He's in the fitness center most days. And he is that jerk in the fitness center that's always on a cell phone taking really loud calls. Mm. He'll have his AirPods in, but he is just talking so loudly that I have had to go up to him a couple times and be like, hey, can you take that outside? Like, you're disrupting other people. I've gotten complaints. So he's that kind of guy. And be like, oh, yeah. Sorry, Liz. Yeah. I'm like, okay, dude, this is like the sixth day in the row. I've told you this. Get the clue. No one under the age of 14 is allowed in the hot tub. Big part of my staff's job and the lifeguard's job is literally emptying the hot tub of the children. Because when the families come on property, the parents could give two shits. They're at the bar getting a drink. They're sitting on a Chase lounge talking to their girlfriends, talking about, oh my God, where are you? You're going to Ibiza for this summer? Like, they're talking about all their grando vacations and their kids are just running rampant. I had numerous times over the weekend, this exact person refused to get his children out of the hot tub, no matter how many times the lifeguard asked, no matter how many times my staff asked. It was only when I went onto the pool deck. He would be like, oh, kids, Liz is on the pool deck. Now we really got to get out. Yeah.
How old are the kids?
Like 4 and 6.
He's okay with this 4-year-old?
Oh, yeah. These people do not care at all.
They don't care until they care.
Yeah. They don't care until, I don't know.
Somebody gets hurt.
They're threatened to get kicked out.
Yeah.
Like, no. So routinely over the weekend, I'm hearing this phrase a lot. Oh, now Liz is here. Now we really have to get out. So I go to all my staff and I'm like, is he refusing to get his kids out of the hot tub to you? What about for you? And my staff is like, no, he literally refuses. Like, we're having such a hard time. So finally, the last time, he's like, oh, Liz is here. You got to get out. I go, Mr. Smith, I want to let you know, this is a property rule. This is not just my rule. So when my staff or the lifeguard asks for your kids to get out of the hot tub, yeah, they mean it. It's not just me creating that rule. Please respect my staff and please respect our policies.
Ooh, how'd that go over?
You.
Oh, he was like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Well, we always listen. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, uh-huh, yeah. Thank you. Have a great day. Let us know if you need anything else. So he is my a-hole of the week because it's not my rule. Why is it only me coming on the pool deck that you're like, ooh, now I have to follow the rules? Like, respect my team and the job they are doing.
But also, your staff just lets him ignore them?
They're so intimidated by, like, people of any sort of status. Influence. Yes. And my staff is young. They range from 16 to 20.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a lot of their first jobs. Job. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if some big, strong dude is like, no, I'm not getting my kid out of the hot tub.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, sorry. And they run away. Mm.
They don't run to you, though? I don't know. I can't fathom just allowing someone to walk all over me.
I can't either, but I mean, this Bill can attest to this area the hotel is in.
The rules apply to everybody but me. That's her area. Just
every guest.
Yep.
Oh, gosh. I don't think I could work there.
Imagine 200 blueberry elites on the pool deck at one time, none of which believe that the rules apply to them, but the rules definitively apply to that person.
Right.
Oh, they're a strawberry. Go talk to them about the rules. Don't talk to me. So no, I kind of put him in his place, and now hopefully he listens. We'll see. I doubt it.
He won't.
I highly doubt it. He's just a jerk. I mean, he's rented boats before, and there have been times I'm like, oh my God, why is that boat still here? Like, they checked in 25 minutes ago. They should be out in the water enjoying their boat rental. And come to find out, my staff is running all over the place with all of his ridiculous requests. They go down to the dock, right? Oh, we need a wine opener. They run up, get a wine opener, come back. Oh, do you have any blankets? They run up, go get blankets, run down. And like, the blankets are in storage in the building on the second floor. Like,
it's a distance.
It's a distance. It's disrespectful. Oh, can you go to the bar and like order us another round of drinks before we leave? And I'm like, bro, this kid is 17. Like, why are you going and telling him to go order you drinks at the bar? So he's that kind of person. Well,
and it's also like what servers hate when they say, oh, can I have ranch? And they come with your ranch. Oh, I'm sorry. Can I get extra napkins or whatever? It's like, tell me everything you need now.
And the server's finally like, can I get you anything else?
Yeah.
And you say no. They're like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
So he's just that kind of
person. Well, the rental ends at the end of the rental time anyway, right?
Hell yeah, it does.
Or does he pitch that fit that we rented it at 2, but we didn't leave the dock until 2:45.
I don't give him any favors. Nice. No, I don't. There are certain people I will if we have room for it, right, on the calendar. And maybe, I don't know, they give my staff a good handshake.
Yeah.
And compensate them. I'm willing to bend the rules.
Yeah.
But for a jerk like that, and I know he doesn't tip.
Are your boats trackable? So like, if somebody doesn't come back on time, can you find it?
This is like a current topic because we got new electric bikes. And
I love those things.
And the boss's boss was like, oh, maybe we get air tags or tiles for the electric bikes. And I was like, well, kind of the electric bike. What about a $50,000 boat?
Maybe.
Screw the $2,000 electric bike. But my whole thing is like with air tags specifically, you have to have an Apple ID. Who is going to own that? Because I'm not at work 24/7. Mm-hmm. I don't want that login.
No.
Just create one.
So
just
who?
Create a shared one.
Or just buy an iPad for the property.
Yeah.
So I think that's a security problem.
Pass this on to the security.
To me, that's where the responsibility of tracking them would lie, because that's loss prevention.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's literally in their wheelhouse.
Yeah. So it's in discussion right now. But if you're tracking people, you have to let them know, right?
Well, you're not tracking them. You're tracking your property. I mean, do you still have to let them know? I don't know.
I don't know. I think I would just put it in the rental contract.
Yeah, add it in fine print.
That they don't read.
Yeah.
But okay, do
you... It's in there, just as one of the addendums.
Yeah.
Item number 22.
Do you make it visible on the vessel?
I probably wouldn't, no, because then if somebody is intending to steal it or not bring it back on time, then
throw
they can...
Throw it off board.
Yeah, they can get rid of it.
Because then there was discussion of like attaching it to the key. Mm.
That's not a bad idea.
So they know they're getting tracked.
Yeah.
Like when they get into the boat. But you could easily take off a tile or an air tag and throw it in the water. So I was talking to my IT guy because he asked, why is security asking about air tags? And he was like, do you lose the keys often? I was like, no, what are you talking about? They break. And he was like, security wants to attach a tracker to the keys. And I was like, oh, no, 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 no. Bro, we don't care about the keys. We care about the boat.
Yeah.
And he had a good point. So if there are no other, let's say for air tags, and there are no other Apple products like pinging cell phone towers, you won't know its exact location.
So you're saying that if people have iPhones on the boat,
it feeds off of other devices. So it's not just the AirTag pinging into space, pinging to the location, like on your iPad that shows you the location. It relies on other people's devices to pass through another device to the tower, to your iPad.
For the triangulation, I'm assuming?
Yes, yeah.
So it won't work if every single person on the boat has an Android.
Correct.
Oh.
Or like
that could be a problem.
A tile, right? If there's, I don't really know how tiles work, but I'm assuming it's the same. If no one around has the Tile app, then does it?
Well, the tile is a distance thing.
I have no
idea. I had to get my dad one for his wallet. He's always losing his wallet. But yeah, so you have to be in the vicinity of the wallet in order to activate.
Okay, so a tile wouldn't work if you're like a mile away from it. But yeah, for AirTags, if there's
they
not...
They might have better technology these days. Who knows?
I don't know. With AirTags, if you're not around
something,
another like product, say everyone on the boat has iPhones, but they turn off their location services, like, can you pass through it?
You know what? This gives me flashbacks to our man that had the earbuds that were stolen from his room.
Oh, my gosh.
Screw that guy.
And he's running all over the hotel saying, you know, oh, look, now it's, you know, 450 feet away. Now it's 5 feet away. Now it's 100 feet away.
Yep.
Does that kind of make sense, though? Because it's going to pass through another device?
Well, in that time where it was originally 450 feet away, there was the guy. That was, his cell phone was the closest.
Right. So well, you might have needed another to bounce off of.
And then when I was standing right next to him, that's when he said, oh, now it says it's 5 feet away. I was standing next to him with my Apple product, his Apple product. I think you were at the front desk at that point. It's like we were all kind of close to this fool. So now,
So now it was exact and pinpointed.
And that's why it was only 5 feet away. But earlier when there was nobody else around him, it was 450 feet away.
Because it hadn't
pinged. His vehicle was right outside. So I'm like, are you sure it's not in your car?
Yeah, no, they were in his pocket.
Yeah.
They were on his
body. Even closer. It's like, how loose are your pants for you to not know you have earbuds in them?
Was he a blueberry?
Yeah, I want to say he was, but he was also traveling on an associate rate.
I was going to say, I know it was associate, but I don't know about status.
I'll have to do some research.
Because now you can get status staying with a form. It's fairly new, right? Within the last year?
No, last few years. It's been a while now. But there was time where, no, if you were an associate, you got no perks, no bennies, nothing. You've got a
Your
room.
Your benefit is the rate.
Yeah.
At a cheap rate,
that's what
and that
I would
is
assume.
It.
Which is fair.
That's the way it should have been.
Well, nowadays, the brand's discounts aren't the same. So I guess it is nice that at least, I mean, yes, you have to pay a lot more than we used to, but at least I'm getting points in status out of it.
I have a total of 28,000 points. What does that get me?
At our hotel? A couple of nights.
Almost two nights.
Shit.
Shut the fuck up.
Without a form, no less.
Okay, that changes things.
Now, honestly, I would save those points, though.
And I got a car payment now. I'm not traveling.
Save them up and use them at a really nice spot.
Yeah.
They're valid until summer of 2025, so...
You got a little time. You got a few more 1,000 points you can rack up.
Yeah. I'll have a few, one or two nights stays somewhere. Got to get a form.
Better behave. You know what? Actually, we've got a form story to share.
Okay. Let's get into it.
3 nights ago, we had a guy check in. Guy had a reservation for an associate rate, but didn't have a very good form. Mm. And the form that he had, he claimed his name was misspelled, which I could kind of overlook.
Maybe.
But he also didn't have his ID. No. So how are you going to check into a hotel without your ID and a credit card, right?
I have the form.
Yeah, but you still need an ID. This is kind of his argument, though.
I have the form and I have my credit card. What else do you need?
What's the problem? So when challenged on where his ID was, you'll love this one. You fly, right?
Yeah.
So when you go to the airport and you check in, you check in your bags, right? And then when your bags are checked, you go to security, right?
Yeah. And you have security. To present your ID and your boarding pass.
Okay. So here's the problem with this guy's story.
Both to the person taking your bags and TSA.
Because you got to check in with it for them to take your luggage, right? Correct. So this guy claims that he doesn't have his ID because...
It was in his bag?
It was in his checked luggage and the airline lost his bags.
No, literally not. You can't get on a plane without an ID.
Yeah. So the night that he was checking in, we denied him on the associate rate. He was given a rack rate.
Okay.
He comes down the next day and he wants to extend his reservation. He wants the associate rate, but still can't provide an ID.
Well, and just so people don't think that we... just gave him the regular rate without an ID. He put it in his wife's name, who did have her ID and credit card.
Right.
So we didn't just
should have shared that detail.
It's funny because earlier you were like, Miss B leaves out.
I know.
Vital moments of the story.
That's exactly why I'm giggling.
His wife did not have the form with her name on it, so she got the regular rate.
Exactly.
Correct.
Okay, so valid stay, technically.
Correct.
Right, so under her name, it's now a valid stay. Mm-hmm. But he wants to put his rewards number on the account.
No.
But again, he doesn't have his ID. You
cannot share reward accounts.
Correct. And we won't switch it for him because, number one, he doesn't have his ID. And number two, to your point, it's not a shared account. So we're not just going to add it to the folio. So he doesn't like that. He was trying to bargain with us yesterday, saying, you know, like, oh, well, if I can go get an ID, can you adjust the rate down? No, my guy, I'm sorry. It's like, you need to have all of these ducks in a row. Once that rate runs, it runs.
Yeah.
I'm not adjusting it.
Right.
That didn't go over well.
But question, could he have gone to DMV?
So he asked me that. I was the one that dealt with him yesterday.
Gotten a temporary printed ID.
If it has his photo on it, it's got to be a photo ID.
Oh, yeah. Do they put your photo on it?
Last time I got one, there was no photo on it. So what I told him was there's no DMV nearby, but there's a AAA office that does offer DMV services. Mind you, it's almost 5 o'clock and they're probably going to close soon. I said, do you have AAA? He's like, no. But I'll buy AAA so I can get it. Blah, blah. I'm like, well, you know, they're going to give you a temporary paper ID without your photo on it. So you might not even want to waste your time.
Because you need a photo.
Mm-hmm. Because we won't accept that. So I kind of am the reason why he decided not to go that route.
No, and that's totally fine.
Valid.
And at this point, I had already talked to Bill about what we should do. And he actually encouraged me to ask him to leave instead.
Yeah. Or your wife's name can be on the reservation and you can stay at the regular rate.
And that's what he did.
What? Bar?
Yeah. Yes, which was actually kind of high.
Oh, shoot.
And I was so glad, too.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it was a little pricier rate.
Yeah.
Why is that?
For a Wednesday, it was like, whoa.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway.
So this guy comes down today, still complaining about his rates, still complaining about the entire experience, and he's talking to the front office supervisor, and he's just kind of being a punk.
He changed his tone today because the last two nights when he needed us,
oh yeah,
super complimentary, super nice. Oh, I'm so sorry. Like, I know this isn't normal, but can you please help me out here? Type of attitude today.
Totally different.
Not so much.
Yeah, totally different. Guy comes down, he's a punk right off the bat. Talk about how he's going to open a case, he's going to complain to corporate, blah 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 blah. So then I'm in the back office kind of eavesdropping for a little bit. I want to hear what this guy is going to say, how he's going to kind of lay out the vibe. And then he just started being a punk. I'm like, I'm going to go up there. So I walked up and I introduced myself and I explained to him,
no,
you can contact corporate, but I need you to understand before you do so, we keep receipts. So you checked in with a bogus form that was illegible. You checked in with no ID. You gave us a hard time about it. It's like, what are you going to complain to corporate about? Please tell me.
He had and no good answer. He goes, well, I mean, I don't want to.
Oh, please do me a favor. And I would have welcomed him to call corporate.
Easy fight.
Very easy fight. Especially since last night, I didn't like how any of this was vibing whatsoever. So I contacted the hotel that the form was issued from. And I did not think the GM was going to be there, because when it got to this point for us, it's 3:15, 3:30 in the afternoon. Hotel is on the Eastern time zone.
Oh.
So I didn't think that the GM was going to be there at all. Call, he's there.
Wow.
Had a short conversation with him. I think it was maybe 2 minutes. Kind of laid out what was going on and the vibe that I got from the guy. He goes, oh, well, woman that issued the form, Sally is working. I'm like, oh.
Oh, good.
Okay, well, can you please ask Sally if this form that she gave to her friend Bob is valid? He says, yeah, hang on.
Hang on. Let me get her.
Like a few seconds later, he's like, yeah, I talked to her. He's like, deny the form.
Oh.
The form is technically valid in the system. He's like, I don't care if it's valid or not. Just deny the form. We got problems with the guy. Like, okay. So,
wait, but this employee, how is the employee connected to your guest?
So that's the thing that's kind of interesting.
Up for debate.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when I was-
what is it listed as?
Son of.
Son of the associate.
Yes.
Okay.
When it's listed as child of associate and it's spelled wrong,
yeah.
You really think your mama don't know how to spell your name?
Your own mama?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Sus.
And this is where it got interesting, because he's claiming that his name on the folio is spelled wrong. And I said, okay, well, you know, let me ask you a question. Who's the person that issued the form to you? And he says, oh, well, Sally.
Yeah, but like, who is Sally?
Okay, great. What is the relationship of that person to you? What do you mean? Like, well, on the form, how is it listed? Because, you know, I'm looking at it here and it
there's
says
an X
that,
there. There's an X.
Yeah, it says that Sally is your mother. And he kind of looked at me and I'm like, what is Sally's last name? I don't know what her last name is. She just got married.
Mama just got married.
And no, but he claims sister.
So then he adjusts it and he says, well, it's my sister-in-law. And I'm like, okay, so you don't know your sister-in-law's last name? Well, no. She just got married.
Your sister-in-law would be married to your brother.
Right.
Yeah, well, so then I tried to...
right?
Yeah. But then I tried to throw him a bone. And I was like, well, wait a minute. Is she your sister-in-law through your brother? Or is she your sister-in-law through your wife's side?
Ooh, okay. Good point.
Kind of trying to throw him a bone.
Yeah.
It's my brother's wife.
Oh, you're stupid.
Didn't take the bone.
You're stupid. You're just stupid.
And then I said, I don't understand.
How do you not know this? Different last names.
Yeah. Well, you know, she's been giving me the forms for about a year and a half. I don't know what the last name is. Okay. Well, tell me, where does Sally work?
Oh, like what hotel is she at?
He goes, well, I think it's in Oklahoma or maybe it's Tennessee. I know she just moved to Alabama.
Literally listed half the states.
Wouldn't you be like, oh, she works at insert brand name here. She works at A, beep.
Normally.
I would go vague like that first, right? Which that's got to be a hell of a commute, because the three states that he listed are like four states over from the one that she lives in.
Yeah.
Definitely not the person. So I had talked to the GM last night. I decided I'm going to shoot the GM an email.
Yeah.
So I type up a nice little email, some bullet points on how big of a fool this guy is being, and I send it with the form that was attached. Maybe 20 minutes goes by.
Wow. Responsive GM.
No, not from the GM.
From Sally?
From Sally.
Yes. Because he probably just forwarded it to her.
No, it's not a forward. It's not a reply.
An independent email.
Yeah.
Sally sent you.
Yeah.
Well, your last bullet point is probably what scared her.
I flat out noted that, you know, this is the kind of stuff that you get fired for. You lose benefits for.
Well, you know, you said it's possible.
Oh, the
Sally
fraud?
Is selling the form.
Ooh.
You might want to talk to her about that.
Yeah, that might have lit a fire.
Yeah, maybe.
I forgot about that part.
So what did Sally say?
Oh, Sally was very apologetic. I'm so sorry. I didn't know that he was doing this. He shouldn't have had a form. I've already deleted it from the system, et cetera.
Good girl.
Well, we'll see if it actually got deleted or not.
Well, yeah, because we checked it again today and it's still active.
But you said the form didn't look good.
No, it's multi-generational. Like, again, I had a hard time reading the GM's email.
Well, and the forms expire every so often. So if he's saying that she's been sending the form for a year and a half, No, this is recently sent.
Yeah,
but they're valid 60 days.
That form is valid through July 28th.
Recently sent.
That was sent 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And how is it multi-generated?
It was a JPEG. It literally said .jpg at the top.
Not PDF?
No.
Sus.
So it was a screenshot of a PDF file.
Fishy.
So I just thought it was kind of fun.
Well, and
I love going back to the GMs on that stuff.
Well, yesterday when he had to have his wife come down to extend the reservation, I'm thinking, okay, well, they're both down here. Let me just lock them out real quick. And I go up to the room just as I suspected. Didn't need a key to open the door.
Is there more than two sips in that? I swear to freaking God.
No, that was about one sip.
I'm your a-hole of the
week. You're my a-hole of the week.
It might be me because I'm the one that had two full glasses.
You know, Bill should have saved me some.
I should have.
Whatever.
I'm sorry.
We got other bottles.
Yay!
Might be a two-bottle night, okay? It's also early. It can be a two-bottle night.
Oh, totally. I have two bottles alone sometimes.
I'm glad you guys are on the same page. The other night, I had a full bottle.
Nice.
Well, okay, I had two full bottles that I shared. Yeah, that was a hangover for sure.
Not enough water.
No, not enough water. Mm-mm. Too much wine. One of the bottles was rosé. Like, who am I?
Not a fan of rosé.
I know. I didn't buy it. I didn't choose it.
Vanderpump rosé.
Oh, I do love Vanderpump.
Do you really?
I do.
I'm like borderline obsessed.
Oh my God. Did you watch the finale?
Yes.
Did you watch the
part three?
Finale?
Ah! Girl. Yes, and I'm the type who, yes, I watch the finale.
Do you listen to podcasts about it?
And then I go and listen to podcasts.
What podcast?
About reactions, like their opinions.
Oh, okay.
So, well, I don't remember the names because they're new to me. I just started listening to the...
Okay, you need to listen to Nick Viall's...
Oh, I listen to Nick Viall.
Okay, thank you.
I've listened to every Nick Viall episode where he has them as guests. Katie is my favorite guest.
Yes, she has her own podcast now.
Yes.
With Dana.
And Ariana was recently on it.
Okay, I haven't listened in a few weeks.
I haven't heard the one where Ariana was on it because I think it just came out.
But I got a road trip on Sunday and I'm going to
binge
their podcast.
Yes.
So Do you like Dana?
Do you like Katie?
I love Katie.
Do you like Ariana? Lala.
I'm kind of iffy on everyone but Katie. Yeah.
Okay.
Just because it's so up and down. I respect Lala. I do.
Can't stand her.
I think she's very opinionated.
But her opinions are wrong.
I'm glad she voices her opinions. Other than Sheena and just cries in the corner.
True.
Ariana, I think she needs severe therapy.
She does.
Sandoval.
But so does everybody.
Everybody. It's weird that like Schwartz is like one of my faves. Even though I think he's a ding dong.
He's 12.
Yeah. He's a child.
Yes.
His new girlfriend is also 8. Anyway, sorry, Bill.
Tangent.
I could go on a tangent.
After
that. I hadn't noticed.
I got my mom listening to Nick Viall's reality recap.
Yeah.
Because it's so good.
Yeah. Did you see the episode with Schwartz when they were in Coachella? Mm-hmm. His bare feet. I couldn't stand it.
With his girlfriend on a podcast.
What are you thinking?
It was so bold.
Yeah.
So bold.
Well, and then, I'm sorry, part of the reunion when they had Joe out.
And then Andy
asks about the new girlfriend right in front of her. Not a Joe fan, but that was pretty bad.
I mean, that was cold, but yes. Joe is an idiot.
Can't stand her.
She just wanted to be on the show.
Totally.
That is also a really good podcast to take podcast notes. Mm-hmm. Nick Viall and Jared Fried's J-Train podcast are... J-Train does a really good job of just podcasting.
I've never heard of him.
All right. Duly noted.
He's a comedian based out of New York. He has a Netflix special, 37 and Single. It's great.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gotta look into it.
Jared Fried.
But back to the guy, he had...
But back to the fraud story.
He had... All I had to do was push open the door. As you're walking by, if you're just a regular person walking by, you would never know that the door was open. So I just pushed open the door. A key falls out. He was holding the door open with a key. So that in the event that we didn't allow him to extend, he can still get into the room. Not just like one.
Block the strike.
Stop.
Two. Because after that key fell, I picked it up. Tried to close the door and it wouldn't close again.
There's another one.
Open it, another key falls out. He tried to do double damage control. Didn't work.
I mean, good try.
I was telling the front desk agent, I'm like, I would love to see his reaction when he goes back up to his room because
he's locked out.
Well, he's not. He actually eventually had the funds to stay under the regular rate with the incidentals. So he was given a legitimate new key, but he thinks he doesn't need the key. So I'm like, I wonder how his reaction is.
That he had to use his key.
Right.
But he is still at the hotel as of now?
No, he's gone.
He's checked out.
Yep.
Good riddance. Peace out, my Deuces. Brother.
He was just so confident when he was telling you how to get through TSA without an ID. I thought that was the most hilarious thing.
I've heard like minor stories of people getting through TSA without an ID, but they have other forms of things with their names on them. Like most recently, my employee, she is from this area, goes to school in another state. So she just flies to visit her family. And she, of course, lost her wallet, lost her ID. I talked her through that. Okay, let's be smart, girly. Let's keep it on a person, maybe not have a purse and a wallet. Let's just keep it like on our body. Anyway, but she was freaking out, crying her eyes out at TSA. And she had a prescription for her birth control and said, here's my prescription. Here's like a debit card. Here's a credit card. Here's like my student ID, my school ID. And they let her through.
Really?
Yes. So there are.
Well, school ID. She has a photo school ID.
And if she has enough that all matches the same name, I think the TSA agent was like, you're showing me like a prescription, a debit card, a credit card, a school ID, and a boarding pass?
Well, to be honest, I've actually accepted a Costco photo credit card before as well. So
a Costco card or credit card?
It was a Costco card with their photo on it. And then they had plenty of other cards that had their name on it. So I'm like, well, okay, I guess.
Good to know.
I mean, but that was when I was nice.
I got a Costco card.
That was when she was still new.
That was when I was new, yeah.
Well, then, like, do you look up their rewards number and be like, all right, you really have no red flags on your account? Like,
well, we don't know if they had red flags. Mm-hmm. We don't have that.
Oh, it's just based privilege. On your hotel.
What we can see is very limited.
That's not juicy at all.
No.
Yeah.
Lame. Never mind, I don't want to work front desk.
You don't want to work
front desk. No, I really don't. I really don't. Because I would have to start at the bottom of the barrel and like work, I don't know, overnight, PM. I don't want that.
Not necessarily.
No.
I can request a day shift. No you experience. Can
just say your availability is this. If you lay that out at the beginning and they accept you, then
it is what it is.
Let me apply for some front office manager jobs.
Well,
that'd be fun to talk about.
Would you go through with the interview?
Maybe once, depending on the salary.
That's hilarious. I mean, you can still deny.
Right.
I think you should do it.
You should. And then when you deny and then they offer you even more money.
Oh, okay.
Deny again.
Okay. And then offer me more money?
Right. I mean, because it's not like you want it.
I also don't know like the going rate for a FOM, so.
It'll depend on location, type of hotel.
Yeah.
You could just kind of treat it like the Bumble of job interviews.
I'm good at that. I'm experienced at that. Okay.
Just because you swipe right doesn't mean you actually have to like.
Like go on a date?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or marry the guy?
Yeah.
Have you guys seen, there's a creator on TikTok who would go through interview, like phone interviews, and he would record it and just be completely idiotic.
Mm-hmm.
And record the reaction.
I couldn't be idiotic. That's I would have to be like somewhat genuine.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, obviously he's trying to get views.
Yeah, the purpose of what he's doing is different.
Right.
Well, I have an a-hole of the week.
Please.
Ooh.
Mind you, I don't deal with guests that much, so.
We'll change that.
Well, and the reason for that is the front desk will tell me, oh, this person wants to speak to a manager. I say, send it to Bill. And someone ratted me. I don't know who told you. Because I've never said it in front of you.
No.
There's going to be other managers.
No.
It's just us.
It's the choice is me or Bill.
So like the FOM is saying they want to speak to someone higher than me?
Well, we have a front office supervisor.
Oh, I think you've talked about this.
From there, it's me.
Right. You say, send it to Bill. Call Bill.
Yeah.
I'm busy.
Well, honestly, I take some of them. Let's be real. Yeah. Some where I'm just like, okay, I'm literally in the middle of this. Like, send it to Bill. Yeah. And he could very well be in the middle of something, but I'm like, he doesn't have to answer the phone. So.
No, and more often than not, I do answer the phone.
You do. You're good.
I try not to play the game of passing the buck as far as like, oh, don't answer that. I know that number. Just do it. Get it out of the way. Be done.
Yeah.
There are a few numbers that I do know that I will let go to voicemail all the time.
Yeah. I do that all the time. If it's someone I don't really want to talk to in the moment, they can send me an email.
Well, no, like I'll get people calling asking if we're taking bids for security services.
No. And so that's what I was going to say. I said, this is going to be my second a-hole of the week is a security service who called and I took the call. He asked if we were looking for security services. I said, no, we're not looking. But you know what? If you want to just send me your information, I'll go ahead and accept it. Send it to my email. He sends it to my email. Cool. I think I made it very clear. We're not looking. He said, are you looking? I said, no. So I looked at the bid. It looked good. I even told Bill, I'm like, hey, this is actually
like, let's keep it in our back pocket. Yeah.
It's competitive.
Until the next day,
another
he calls the front desk 4 times in a span of an hour.
No.
I recognize the phone number and I'm not answering the phone. He then proceeds to send an email where he asks me if I received his bid. I said, yes, I did. Thank you.
Send. That is all I need. Yes.
Next day, he calls the front desk 4 more times.
No.
Finally, I answer the phone and I say, Jesus, buddy,
I got your email.
Talk to you right now. Like, you've got to stop calling my front desk. He's like, oh, I just wanted to see if
I have guests that need to get through the phone line.
I told him, right? I told him, I think I made it clear in the beginning that we weren't looking. I did respond to you and told you that I got your bid. I'll let you know if we need anything else. He's like, oh, he just got so sheepish and like embarrassed. But get the hint. I sent you a voicemail 8 times already.
Yeah. Leave a voicemail the first time. And then, okay, for a couple days, you can call once a day.
Yeah.
Well, and not then, even that.
I think 3 days in a row
is already excessive.
Get the point. Get the point.
Not even that. Like when I get these calls asking if we're taking bids, I'll just tell them, no, we're not. But if you'd like to send me information, here's my email address. And then they give you this stupid story to try and lock in a time where they meet with you face to face, where they're like, oh, well, our area manager will be in your area tomorrow at 10 a.m. Would you be able to meet for just 15 minutes?
No.
No.
The worst is when they just show up.
That one always drives me nuts, especially vendors.
Yeah.
You know, if we've got an established relationship with our vendors, why are you just stopping it?
Yeah.
You know who I am. You've got my email address. You have my phone number. If I've worked with you long enough, you even have my cell phone number.
Right.
Don't just drop in.
Well, recently I had emailed a vendor for quotes. The next day they stopped by. Actually, no. The day I'm on a regular off day for me, they just so happened to stop by and they were asking for me, whatever. I wasn't there. The next day they come and I'm there and I'm like, they didn't even respond to my email. They just going to show up and expect me to be free?
Yes.
Apparently.
Yes.
And I mean, I was. So I went out and entertained it, but that's kind of disrespectful. There are sometimes, I feel like, why can't you set up an appointment?
Yeah. No, for me, pool towels. Because we go through so many. I got a great company. I don't even know where their office is, but great company, competitive pricing, responsive on email, gets me a quote, gets me my order, gets me the invoice, and doesn't stop by. But I do have to like entertain him on the phone occasionally. He's a really sweet like Indian guy. And I think it's him and his brother that own the business. On the phone and on email, he always goes, hello, my friend. How are you? I literally go, Khalid, my friend. This is me in my office, like on speaker, just yelling at this guy. And all of his emails are like, thank you so much, boss. Like, have a blessed day. Da, 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 da. So in my emails, I'm always like, my boss, Khalid, hope you are well. Hope your family is blessed. Can I get 300 towels, my friend? And he loves it. And the one time he personally delivered a towel order, I was off. And my staff knows about this guy because I
mean, you have him on speaker.
Yeah, so they overhear it and they go, Liz, Khalid was here and he wanted to meet you. And it's like the one vendor I would actually entertain.
Yeah.
But there are other towel vendors. I'm like, I don't need towels. I got Khalid. I got my man. I'm not going to cheat on him.
Yeah.
So after stories about vendors and
fraud
and
hot tubs
and whatnot, we have another entry in Guess That Survey.
Guess That Survey.
So as always, the way the game plays is I'm going to read you a survey. I want you to tell me on a scale of 1 to 10 what you think this score is. Because this is all about how people just do not know how to fill out a survey.
Yeah, they really don't. They should probably learn. They should listen to this podcast. Share with your friends.
Yes.
So this survey comes in from a guest that stayed with us for 2 nights. His comments were very positive. Says, I was greeted with a very warm welcome. The room was clean. I needed extra towels and hospitality brought them right away. The hotel is in a great location with lots of restaurant choices. Breakfast was served every morning. I enjoyed my 2-night stay. Guess that rating.
I mean, okay, literally there was nothing even mediocre about that survey. All of it was glowing.
Mm-hmm. So on a 10 scale, where a 9 and a 10 is passing and anything less is a fail, what do you think all of those positive comments earned us?
Okay, is there an overall rating and then individual, like F&B, housekeeping?
Yes.
Okay, but we're guessing the overall.
Yes.
That the guest inputs and is not a composite.
Correct. It is a standalone question, standalone rating.
Logically, you would think.
9 or 10.
9 or 10.
I mean,
logically.
You would think with, something tells me that it's not that.
No, all of our surveys just don't make sense.
Yeah.
None of them do.
Okay, so I'm going to go with a 6.
All right, Jazz.
I'll go 5.
6 out of 10.
Yeah. But yes. That's 1 for Liz. So what did the guests give the individual categories?
Anything a 9 or a 10?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Oh, wow.
Notes how the room was clean, but gave cleanliness a 7.
Oh.
Noted how they needed additional towels and they were brought right away, and how their greeting was a warm welcome.
Okay.
Staff service, a 6.
What? That makes no sense.
Location of the hotel?
Which they mentioned.
Uh-huh.
In a great area, lots of restaurants.
Uh-huh. 6.
What? Maybe they thought 6 was a 10. Did you have to like scroll over?
Right.
Maybe they did this on their mobile device. Right. And they're like, oh, that's the highest one I could see.
Like, click. Okay.
No, I don't know. I mean, breakfast, they gave a 5.
5 out of 10. Did you respond to the guest?
Of course I did. I have to.
I would have said like, thank you so much for your stay. Your answers are inconsistent based on your verbiage.
I'm a little confused as to why we're a 6 out of 10 when nothing was wrong.
How could we be better?
I want to say that I did ask something to that effect. Seeing that your comments about your stay were so overall positive, how could we do better based on the score that you gave us?
Right. Nice way to put that.
Never heard anything back.
Of course not.
When was this recently?
2 days ago.
So it's just not consistent.
No. It's not.
And your scores for the brand have nothing to do with the verbiage. It's all to do with the 1 through 10 that they give.
Mm-hmm. Which is kind of even more frustrating because we've had such a good month that something like this, which is positive in the verbatim, brings us down still.
Yeah.
Oh, we had such a great month.
Your scores are good as of now?
Well, they're good now.
Better.
But they were great before.
Improving?
Slipping.
Mm. Well, slipping from what it was at the beginning of the month.
Well, because you've talked about, you know, the last couple months, you've really rebuilt the staff because you had a bunch of newbies, right?
We kind of had to rebuild the staff twice in the last year and a half. Sheesh.
But also with the work that's being done at the hotel and us taking that notice off. Now they legitimately complain about not having warning.
Mm.
And maybe that has something to do with why they gave us what they gave us without them saying it.
So wait, Bill, how long have you been at this hotel?
Year and a half.
Because you were task force and then transferred.
Yeah, and then decided I liked it and stayed.
And then Jazz, how long have you been with property?
January of 2018. So
Too long. Don't tell your boss that right now.
I know. Her boss tells her all the time that he wants to get her into a bigger, better position.
Well, it's just so far from where I live that.
Oh yeah.
The commute is.
Yeah, because how far is the commute?
I mean, I'm by LAX.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but you know what? He makes it so flexible that it actually makes me not want to go anywhere or grow in my career.
It would have to be like an amazing fit and like an amazing opportunity to like be want perfect. To leave. Exactly. Yeah.
All right. So we'll start working on attendance then.
You mean
punctuality. Sorry.
Yeah.
But that would be him like pushing you into something like good for you, not wanting for you to leave.
At the end of the day, I don't want any of our team to leave.
Right.
But I want every one of our team members to succeed.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I tell my staff all the time, again, very impressionable young adults. I briefly spoke about on one of our last recordings, one of my like longest tenured employees of 3 years, like put in her notice and she is now gone. I'm really sad. She actually stopped by today to like turn in all of her stuff.
Aww.
But it was a really good closing of chapter. So my thing to employees is always you come in, you learn a ton. Could be your first job. You learn about the industry.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you don't work a restaurant job, but you can be a rec attendant. It's kind of same, but different, right? So you learn a lot. You have fun. You have fun with what you're doing.
Yeah.
And you leave on a positive note. You leave saying, oh, working for Liz in that rec department, that was a good time. Yeah. I learned a lot and I had a great time.
Yeah.
And if that is accomplished and they go on to do bigger or better things or go off to school or go back to school to college, I think that's success.
Well, and my personality type, I'm very loyal.
Oh, yeah.
And when it comes to, maybe
to a fault.
Exactly. No, 100%. And I like to mentor people as well. And with the amount of turnover at this hotel, it's like, okay, you mentor one person and then they leave. And then you mentor another person and they leave. And I feel like I don't want to leave this person hanging.
Yeah.
We connect.
Yeah.
I feel like we're getting somewhere.
You just got a new baby chick. You got to grow them up.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I totally get it.
It's like, well, I don't want to leave you hanging.
I know. Yeah.
So I'm here.
It's hard.
And then you move on.
Yeah.
And then I help the next person and now you move on. Yeah. You know.
So. But it's amazing seeing you because now I'm seeing employees that worked for me 3 summers ago. One of my seasonals actually has come back after not being here for 2 years. And last year he wanted a job. He had so many demands. I only want to open. I don't want to close. And I want to make $1 million.
And you still hired?
No. Last summer I was like, nah, bro. Yeah. No, sorry. So this year he groveled. And he was like, look, Liz, I think I want to come back. I'll work whatever you need me to. And I kind of sat him down. I was like, look, would love to have you. You have 2 years under your belt in this department. But I need you to step up.
Yeah,
you are the one with the most experience. People might have been here for a couple months, but you have 2 years. So I sat him down. I was like, you need to be fully available. You need to not go on any vacations this summer and you need to be a leader. And he has stepped the F up.
Nice.
And sometimes that's what they need.
Yes. And I'm telling you, he's going to be one of my rock stars this summer. Yeah. He's been there a week and a half and he's already like a solid rock for the department. I even let him leave early today to go to a baseball game. So on that note, do you guys want to wrap up here?
I think it's a good point.
Do you want me to take us out on some of it?
I love it when you take us out.
Okay. To our phenomenal listeners that we love so much, make sure to follow us on any socials, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, LinkedIn.
LinkedIn is moving along quite nicely. Yeah.
How many followers are we at?
3K.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
What was it the last time you heard?
2K.
Oh, wow.
So that has been a great deal of movement in like
about
a month.
Yeah. Picked up about 1,000 in the month.
So make sure to give us a follow on LinkedIn. Anywhere you can find us to listen to your podcast, Spotify, iTunes. We stream our episodes on YouTube. You can find us anywhere. Just use that search bar for Tales from the Service Industry or TFTSI. And then if you want to drop us a little line, that's what my HR manager says all the time. Just drop me a line. Drop me a line if you need anything. Well, drop us a line if you have a story or want to be on the podcast. You can email us at OG3.
The number 3.
No, that's the second time around.
Oh, sorry. Damn it.
OG3@TFTSI.com. That is OG.
The number 3.
@TFTSI.com. And thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure to rate and leave a comment on this episode.
Comments are easy.
Sounds like fun.
And a share.
A share on the Instagram story is so, so powerful. You guys, you have no idea.
We'll see you in 2 weeks. We're out.
Bye.